You're listening to Here on KillRadio.org, and boy, are you lucky. We have special guests right here in the studio. We call them the Truckee Brothers. They probably also refer to themselves that way. And they come to us from our good friends at Gorgeous PR. Thanks, Jim. So why don't we just start with some introductions. Our listeners have already heard some of your music. We played some music last week. Yeah, and your hilarious PSAs. So why don't we just go one by one around the room, put your face in front of a mic and tell us who you are.
I'm Art on bass.
Yes, and what you play. That's good, too.
Yeah. I'm Katie.
Katie's on many things. I'm Pete, and I'm on one of the guitars.
Hemi on drums.
Woo! All right. So, and is this what the sort of full sound of the whole band? What do you usually
this
have
is not
together?
The full sound.
Right. This is obviously pared down.
Zithers and banjos and
triangle.
I play the jaw harp.
No, it's drums, bass, electric guitars, and piano, and electric piano. So
cool. Well, are you guys ready to throw a live song at us?
Sure.
Hey, like I said earlier, whatever you want us to do, man.
Because we got a good throwing arm.
All right, cool. All right, we'll get the mics all set up. And what are you going to play for us first?
You Gritty?
Gritty Pretty.
All right, you're listening to Here on KillRadio.org. Our guests are the Truckee Brothers. Whenever you're ready.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Can't keep a secret, I can't keep my mouth shut. Steal a week from a cardboard election. God help the woman in the frozen food section. Gritty, pretty, pretty, eloquence. Gritty, pretty, pretty, eloquence, yeah. Gritty, pretty, pretty, eloquence.
First string broken on this show. It's kind of a milestone.
Hey, that's here for
us.
Katie. Yay. Mr. Stringbreaker.
Right.
Yes.
So, this makes more sense than
yes, it is. It's in the front pocket.
So you guys are from San Diego, right?
We are from San Diego, yeah. Well, not originally, but we all abide currently in San Diego.
You imbibe?
We imbibe, and the dude abides in San Diego.
Nice. So where are you guys from originally, then?
Ott.
Oh, I'm from the east.
Okay.
Wow.
I'm from the east.
So how far east?
So El Paso?
You just keep going east and then like
before you get
east
to the
coast.
Ocean.
East coast. Uh-huh. Great.
So
elusive. You know, this is an elusive
I've
band.
Been hearing a lot about you guys. You've been gigging out a lot lately and you know, you got your publicist team getting your word out there, you're making these PSAs and stuff like that. So it sounds like you guys are sort of on the cusp of
on the cusp
a big
of,
something.
Of almost being someplace, but not quite.
But is this the end result of like of many years, or how long has this band been working towards, you know, with this cusp?
Towards this cusp in particular. That's highlight. A big leading question.
Well, we've been a band, like 3.5 years? Mm-hmm. So
and basically the first 3 years we didn't tell anybody about us.
So we were a secret.
We've got this really great promotional scheme that if we don't tell anybody about us,
nobody will know about us.
How's that working out for you so far?
It's great. It's fantastic.
It's great. Like, nobody knows we exist. It's perfect.
But you guys have an album that people can get, correct?
Yes. Yeah, we have two previous records. One called Came From the Speakers, which is available at TruckyBrothers.com and online at Amazon and iTunes and all that. And then this the limited edition of this new record, Double Happiness, comes out on May 8th. And then with a full national release on July 24th.
Nice.
On Populux Records. So,
is this new album at all? Is it an evolution, or is it at all different from the albums that you released before? Is this a new version of the band in some way?
It's a completely new version of the band in how we approach the record. And
I have a different personality every album.
And this one, he's actually not too difficult to deal with. You know,
really,
I'm guessing the
this
next one.
This one he just breaks strings.
Yeah, the next one he might. Next one he's probably going to go Liberace on us.
No.
Well, whatever works. What's your MySpace page and your website and everything?
MySpace.com/TruckyBrothers, and that's with two E's. So Truckee, TRUCKEE, and Brothers fully spelled out.
We ain't bros. We don't have pros. We don't got bros.
We have no right to be called bros.
Is this a family band?
Yeah. One traveling family.
I don't mean by default. I just mean
who's mommy?
Who's mommy?
Well, the question is who's? Well, it's the same daddy. It's a who's mommy?
Who's the mother?
Daddy got around a bit, and we
brothers from different mothers is what.
Where are you guys playing next?
We're going to be playing down in San Diego before we head off on tour. We'll be back here in the summer, but we'll be in San Diego on Friday, a benefit for a gentleman named Eric Voltz, who's in prison in Nicaragua for murder, which all evidence points that he didn't commit. And he's got hearings this next week, appeals hearings. So this is an effort to support him. And then a kind of a pre-record release show down at the Casbah down there, which is our home club in San Diego.
I love that place.
On the May 18th. It's a great club. We're very lucky to call it home.
Now, are you guys involved with an organization that promotes these types of political events, like this fundraiser? Or is this something you guys seek out on your own? And you just
didn't seek it out. The fundraiser with Eric, he's actually old school friends with a director that we've worked with. We did the soundtrack for a film a couple years ago called Polyester. And as she's also directing one of the videos for the record. And she contacted us a couple of months ago and asked us to look at it and asked us if we'd be interested in helping head up a concert down in San Diego to help with their publicity campaign and raise a little bit of money to pay for his legal expenses. And so we checked into the story and we're as aghast as I think a lot of people have been at the injustice. And so, you know, it's the least we could do. So
it seems like getting involved in issues is also part of the Truckee Brothers mantra. I mean, you have we've heard your awesome PSAs about saving internet radio, and is that an important part of your music, or is that
well?
Just
I mean,
sort of
we're artists. I mean, if we cared about money and superficial stuff, we'd be doing different things, you know. So
right.
So
we would have been number one already.
Exactly. We're like, you know.
Yeah, we'd be the guys in the office not playing the guitars.
Right.
But it doesn't matter to us a lot.
So. Should we go to another live song?
Set? You tuned?
Yeah, I've now got a new string, so we're good.
All right, cool. What are you going to play for us now?
Sure. Try a song we've never played before acoustically.
I got you. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Thank you.
yesterday. Don't know tomorrow. Headed somewhere else. Fast. I sprayed weed killer on my hometown roots. Stained my skin, bleached my teeth, take my prescription mood.
God.
At the start of the 21st, the start of the 21st, the start of the 21st century. At the start of the 21st, at the start of the 21st, at the start of the 21st century,
21st
century.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Who is how much is the writing part of this like a collaborative process, or is there one of you that writes the songs and the other ones kind of add to it?
It's all Ott. I mean,
we write the songs that no one the whole world doesn't sing. Yeah, no.
As a band, we
do the music, and then me and Pete get together and
figure out what this band wants to say.
Yeah.
No, it's really down to the odd noise that the four guys make in this room, and or this room or any other room.
And is this new album? Does it have does each album have a certain theme that you guys are working with for that album, or?
Well, I mean,
or the themes
not
you
like
come
an
back
obvious
to throughout.
Theme, just you know, this one's pretty much dealing with a lot of adversity, struggle, which we're
life.
Yeah, which yeah, which
life.
We're
good. Stuff
through.
Everybody goes.
A
through
lot of
every
political
day.
Stuff on this album. Not obvious. Political, like, you know, that you're going to hear immediately upon first listen, but
like your song Kill the President, for example.
Yeah, exactly. We were trying to be subtle about that because the
as soon as we leave the studio,
because now of course the Secret well, Service
right outside the
of
studio,
course
as soon as
hears this, and of course now they're going to come to each of our homes.
Well, they have the office next to ours anyway.
Oh,
so
cool.
It's no problem.
We'll be shoved into a black van on our exit from the building.
You didn't see that parked out there when you came in, though, did you? Okay.
No.
So do you guys play out in L.A. a lot? It sounds like you're based in San Diego, but do you come up to L.A. to perform frequently, or do you mostly perform in that area?
We played
the
Silver Lake Lounge last month. Ago, yeah. Yeah, and we probably spend more time. In San Diego, we kind of get our act together, learn our songs, and then we go out.
We spend more time on the road than in Southern California.
Yeah, so. Which is of
this
course,
upcoming tour is you're going to do the whole country or
no
certain regions? We're going to the South. We're going to first. We're going to Tennessee, down to Louisiana, and around there, and then and back here to play Vegas and up the coast, and then
Seattle.
And then
some stuff out in Colorado. And
has your music been better received in different regions? Sort of based on, you know, thinking about
probably
the political content
and
things like that.
In the UK, actually. We probably did a tour out there, and that was great.
It was amazing. First sold-out shows we did, and first encores I think we ever got as well.
Wow. Yeah, and they were like singing songs at the end of the songs that they've never heard before. Like, we're like, wow.
Amazing music fans. Yeah,
yeah, it was very cool.
That Las Vegas would have to be some of my favorites.
But, you know, we've played a lot of places. Punk clubs, rock clubs, blues clubs, kind of all Americana places, and we kind of somehow squeak into all these places and it works. So,
well, I guess your music does kind of fit into all those categories a little bit here, there, punk, rock, Americana, and everything like that.
A little clean and a little dirty.
Is that important to kind of avoid being compartmentalized into just one genre so you have like the freedom to do different kinds of music?
We're just music fans at the end of the day, so we're just reacting to stuff we like to hear and we like to sing and we like to play, so it's not, there's not any kind of plan to it.
And then we're all very musically different from each other as well, so it's just going to come out.
We've got concertos coming out of Ott, you know.
He's a classical guitar player, actually. So,
Do we have music of theirs that we were going to play, or we were just going to do another live song?
Let's do another song, and then I'd like to play their PSA. We're already out over time, but who cares? It's internet radio, right?
Yeah, fantastic. Do you guys have one more song you do for us?
The next DJ is going to
What do we want to do?
You want to do Nature?
Okay.
What's this one called?
I Am Nature.
All right, sounds good.
Or do you want to do Komodo?
Do half of one song and then the middle do half of the other song.
Okay. We'll do one verse, one chorus, I Am Nature, and then we'll go into Kiss My Mother.
All right, gotcha.
That makes it a Hear Hear Kill Radio exclusive.
There we go.
Forever before even attempted.
It's the remix.
I've been in trouble in the whole of my mind. Too often lovers take too much of mine. I'm a mother, but I'm Mother Nature. I am nature, I'm a mother, but I'm Mother Nature.
Trying to quote your line and sing your song. Yeah, now back away now. Back off, mother. got a lover to give back to other none of your business kinds of things. The keys to your hair, the lock from the inside. But the drummer don't mind. The drummer don't mind. Hell, this drummer don't mind. Well, you can't kiss my Komodo. You can't kiss my Komodo on the underside. Well, you can't kiss my Komodo. You can't kiss my Komodo on the underside.
Well, we can see it. I'm sure our audience could hear it. That was fun. That was awesome.
That was fun. Thanks for having us. Please.
Thanks so much for coming in, guys. Really appreciate it. MySpace.com/TruckyBrothers, TRUCKEE.
Brothers.
BROTHERS.
Excellent. And good luck on your upcoming gigs.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us. And thanks for everybody listening out there, too. So.
Fantastic. We'll surely be hearing more from you and by you. We'll be playing you on the show. And,
yep.
And we're going to go to that PSA.
Let's go to the PSA.
All right. So just could you guys like introduce this first, what we're going to play now? This is a PSA that you guys sent us. And
introduce us having an awful lot of fun. Yeah, this is for the SaveNet radio campaign. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the copyright issues that are going on right now with federal mandating of copyright levels expected from internet radio such as yourselves, which could put a lot of you guys out of commission.
Yep.
And so this is our attempt to try and weigh in on the issue as from the artist side that we support internet radio and feel it's a huge value to us as artists and it's a huge value to us as listeners to support and to keep alive. And there's a freedom there. So we're giving away a bonus track from our record on May 1st on our website at mm-hmm. TruckyBrothers.com for one day only. And we're giving a free license to internet radio to play it as well. So.
Yeah, and interesting too is... the song Mayday, you can't say on the radio because it's a word that's been made illegal to say because of, a couple of reasons.
It's obviously a distress call.
A distress call, but then it also used to be a communist call to arms for doing...
sort of meetings and
yeah.
gatherings.
Yeah, or striking. We're going to strike this day. Yeah. So they say Mayday on the air, and then everybody strikes that day. So, and of course, us being really scared of communism, can't say that word either. And so, obviously, what better song to have than a song that you can't say on the radio be on internet radio, right?
That's right. Because we can say anything on internet radio.
That's right.
Fuck yeah. All right. We appreciate your support. Let's do this.
Hey, this is the Truckee Brothers.
And you're listening to
Hear Hear on Kill Radio.
We want to talk to you about internet radio.
Yeah, man.
Internet radio has been a way for us to get our music to you.
That's right.
It gives us a chance to be heard.
Yeah.
A recent decision by the Copyright Royalty Board is threatening to silence independent artists like us.
Those bastards.
And significantly limit what you get to hear.
Those bastards.
But change starts with people like you out there.
Yeah, you. Not the greedy mofos out there, but you.
Call or write your congressman today.
You spell check.
And let them know that you don't want internet radio silenced.
Oh, and make sure you don't have, like, caller ID and stuff like that so they can know what number you are, because they'll fine you, man. I know. They'll fine you.
And then after you take care of that, you can also visit SaveNetRadio.org.
.org, not .com.
For more information on how to help. You may never know how important internet radio is until you can't hear it any longer. You hear that?
I hear it playing.
That's internet radio gone.
Sounds like a plane.
It's without internet radio.